Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, since he always lives to intercede for them. That is an amazing truth, an amazing reality. Don't miss it. So first, Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God through him. So that's a summary of all kinds of verses right before this in Hebrews chapter 7, talking about how Jesus is our great high priest who has paid the price for our sins, and he's able to save us completely, like totally saved from our sins. When we come to God through Jesus, we are completely saved. So we could stop there and it'd be awesome, but then it even goes on. Verse 25 here in Hebrews 7 says, since he, being Jesus always lives to intercede for them. Do you realize what that means? Jesus lives to intercede for you and for me, all those who have placed their faith in him. He lives to intercede for us. What does that mean? Well, it means, first and foremost, you and I can come to God anytime, like we're about to do in prayer right now. We can come to God anytime because our intercessor is alive at the right hand of the Father, always interceding for us, always the one who makes it possible for us to be in the presence of God. But not just that. This picture of Jesus' work of intercession at the Father's right hand means that he is always working for our good, that he is always in the midst of our struggles. He is interceding for our perseverance in the midst of our temptations. He is interceding for our power and our ability to overcome temptation. I think about when I intercede for someone, that's me saying, I want to pray for that person. I want to represent that person before God and ask for his blessing. So the picture we have of Jesus right now and always is this is what he's doing. He is dispensing the blessings of God in our lives. The grace, the strength, the mercy that we need at every point in our lives, he's dispensing it as our intercessor. He's making it possible for us to have all that God has is available to us at every moment through Jesus, our intercessor. This is awesome truth. So we pray, oh God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, the one who is able to save us completely. We praise you for complete salvation in him. We praise you for total salvation in him. Salvation now, salvation forever, made possible through Jesus. And we come to you with all kinds of needs in our lives. I think about needs in my life right now, and then the innumerable needs in people's lives who are listening to this right now, praying along with me. God, we ask for help in all these needs. We ask for strength, we ask for peace, we ask for wisdom, we ask for grace, we ask for confidence, we ask for courage, we ask for hope, we ask for the ability to endure in this way or that way. God, we ask for understanding and making this or that decision, all these things. And we know right now, Jesus is interceding for us, and that all of these things are given to us through Jesus, our intercessor, that we have all these things we ask of you. Oh, that we have all these things that we ask of you. Thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you for living to intercede for us. Oh God, thank you for making this possible for us to have all that you have available to us as your children through Jesus, our intercessor. Oh, we receive all these things. We pray that you would make us a people of prayer who are asking all the time for these things. We have not because we ask not, you say later in James. So God, may that not be true in our lives. May we ask continually, knowing that we have an intercessor who is ready to provide us with everything we need. We praise you, Lord Jesus, the one who is able to save us completely and the one who lives to intercede for us. It's in your name we pray. Amen.